It's Christmas week. I'm so excited. We actually have 10% off all of our gift cards from now until Christmas Eve.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
When you spend $25 in lingerie in our store or online, you're also gonna go home with a free laundry bag to wash your intimates in, but they're also really good for your masks when you need to wash those as well.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lover's Lane.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Lover's Lane podcast. My name is Haley, and I am an intimacy expert online. I'm a romance specialist in our stores and the host of the Lover's Lane podcast, which is all about love, romance, and connecting and bonding with your partner. Especially this week, it is about gift giving to someone that you love, because I know it's overwhelming to shop for people. I'm having the hardest time trying to figure out what my partner wants and our kids, and it's stressful. This year has already been like hard, really, really hard. It's different. There's COVID out there. I've had to get tested. I've known too many people that have been positive for this. And looking back to the springtime when everyone was just so unsure, like, wow, 2020 has been a wreck. So I am absolutely ready for it to be over. It is probably the most stressful year of my life, and I know others feel the same. But with that being said, some awesome things happened. My wedding is rescheduled for 2021, and I'm not changing it again. And the podcast was born, and I got to spend like a ton of time with my family. And I'm really thankful for that, because I feel like everyone needs to slow down and we never had that opportunity. So I know that everyone is kind of feeling the Christmas stress though before this year is wrapped up. So I wanted to do my best to just kind of lay out our really popular couples toys, solo play toys for women, because I know that's usually what I see the most around this time in our stores. And the two most popular brands actually come from the same manufacturer, so it worked out perfect for an interview. And I know that I've mentioned both of these toys so far in our podcast, but it's great actually being able to talk to Samantha Brown, and she gives me quite a bit more tips and goes over a few things in the line as well. So I'm just gonna let loose. I'll let you guys listen to this awesome interview. And of course, you know, if you have questions on anything, we're in crunch time right now. It's the week of Christmas, but you can always reach out to me. I will answer. Our socials are at @LLPodcast_. We are also on Facebook. It's the Lover's Lane Podcast. And my personal email is Haley, that's Haley, @loverslane.com. Do yourselves a favor after listening to this and while you're out shopping, and I know it gets overwhelming, but just think of something that you are grateful for that 2020 has given you that seemed awful at the time, but now it's done and you can kind of self-reflect and realize it's just the way it's supposed to be. Helped me out a little bit, that's for sure. And I hope you guys learn a bunch from this interview. Holler if you have any questions. All right, so on the podcast today, we have Samantha Brown from Wow Tech, which is awesome. She holds the brands We Vibe and Womanizer, which are easily our two most popular things for couples play, solo play that we sell in our store. If you've ever been to a Lover's Lane, you have definitely been shown one of these, especially if you are a vulva owner or are a male and female relationship or dynamic for that We Vibe chorus. But if you're also in the know about sex toys, I guarantee you probably own one of these too. So welcome, Samantha.
Hello. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's just talk about some of these best-selling toys. I think that the Chorus and the Womanizer Premium are probably hands down Lover's Lane's most popular that we sell. And why is that? Give me a little bit of just what they are.
Well, just a little background so you'll understand maybe what, you know, why Chorus does so well. It is our C-shaped toy, which was the toy that founded WeVibe. So when 12 years ago, there was absolutely nothing on the marketplace that could that was made with high quality. It was a high quality product that you could use while being penetrated. And the founders decided to create something. And that was where the first C-shaped product was born. The C-shape is really interesting because it can be, does have hinges in it. So the Chorus does have two hinges. So you can really tailor it to your body. You can use it while being penetrated, and that's either being penetrated with a penis or penetrated with a vibrator or a dildo. So there's lots of different options when using the chorus. And the chorus has some really amazing updated features to it. One thing is the squeeze remote. So when you use the remote and you have it in the squeeze remote function, as you squeeze the remote, the vibration strength is going to get stronger. And as you let go, it'll lessen. So it really can, while you're in the moment, you can really play with that. We also have something called touch sense mode in the chorus. So that really lets you have completely hands-free play, because once you're in the app, which is the WeConnect app, you use TouchSense, and there are some sensors on the external portion of the chorus. And as you touch it, it'll increase with intensity. And as you tap faster, it'll increase. Then you continue to tap, it'll go back down. You also have a wave, which just put it on TouchSense mode too, and the wave will increase, and then it'll go back down. And the third one is Smart Silence. So basically, it's like a if you touch it, the toy will start. And then as you take your hand away, or if you lose contact, it'll shut off. So the chorus is really the most intuitive couples vibrator out there, and can definitely be used in many different situations.
Yeah. Isn't it version like 6.0, 7.0 of that you guys have made? Yeah. Yeah. I've been working at Lover's Lane since we had the 4+, that was the first Bluetooth one. So a little different too, the chorus, their Bluetooth is in the remote, not the toy, right?
Right. So it uses a technology called AnchorLink, which actually really helps with connectivity. So think of it as the remote is your anchor and your chorus is your ship. And those always have to be together. Those talk to each other. And so when you bring in WeConnect or app, you're going to use a device. The device talks to the anchor, so it talks to your remote, and then your remote talks to the toy. And the connection is definitely more stable, and it's less of a chance of losing connection.
Yes, love that. For the remote too, there is another new little feature. It's definitely a bigger size remote than what we've seen in the past, which I like. You know, you can hold on to a little bit more. But tell me about this squeeze technology. Yeah.
So the squeeze, if I'm in that mode, then I squeeze the bottom of the remote, and the vibration strength will increase. And as I let go, it'll decrease. So it's sort of the natural way our bodies, as we orgasm, when we tighten up and we go, oh, that you can do actually with the remote. The toy will respond to that.
Right.
Which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to
play from this toy. It's definitely teasing. If you love to tease your partner, that is the best way to tease them.
Absolutely, yeah. And the WeVibe chorus can be used for a lot of different things that a lot of, you know, other products that even they offer. You know, you can use it for G-spot stimulation. You can use it for prostate, anal, vibrating panty, anything like that too. Because of those arms that's in it, it kind of bends its shape, holds its shape really nicely too. So,
and, you know, it's great. It's also great for solo play, mm-hmm. hands-free solo play. I have plenty of customers that I've talked to, and also even friends that I have given the toy to. I'm everybody's favorite during the holiday season. And they really enjoy it for solo play. Also, it's really nice to use under a harness. So there's a lot of different options that you can use the chorus for sure.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, I've given it away last year for Christmas too. So
we are everybody's best friend.
Yeah, pretty much. I work where I do, and you get fun gifts, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Yes. So you guys really do kind of keep, you know, your body shape in mind with a lot of the design of the toys, especially with those arms. They can, you know, open, relieve pressure, put more pressure on whatever you need. But you also have, you know, toys like the Moxie, toys like the Rave. And I'm thinking of the Rave being asymmetrical here. Everyone always picks this one up when we had our demos out. Now we don't because of COVID. You know, it is what it is. But they say, you know, it's lopsided. It looks silly. Tell me why that is the way it is.
I know it does look silly, right?
I love it.
Actually designed because we are not symmetrical on our insides.
Right.
So the way it is designed is to actually work anatomically with a vulva's owner's insides to hit the G-spot. The concept when we created it was as you insert it, you can twist it and stimulate the vaginal walls. And then once you get to your G-spot, you apply pressure because the G-spot loves pressure. And so pushing down on the rave once it's inserted will really give you lovely sensation on that G-spot. So anatomically, we do consult with doctors or experts prior to designing toys to make sure that all of the toys really are hitting, shall we say, the right spots. And the rave was definitely one of those.
Yes. Usually when you want a lot of those that weighted pressure, it's a stainless steel toy or a glass toy. So it's great to have a silicone option that hugs someone's body in that way with that material and the vibration. So I love that.
And it does have app capability as well. So you always add that.
Yeah. Yeah. The apps are great. And what I love about the app so much, I'll just touch on it here. Since we talked about the chorus is like, let's say that you made a vibration pattern that you love with your chorus and then you got the rave for your birthday. You can play with the same mode on the different toys. So that is so fun. Yes.
Yeah. It's all personal and it's the best playlist you'll ever make.
Yes. That's so great. For the movement, like how the chorus kind of bends and opens, you know, that's true with your vector as well, right?
Yes. So the vector is our prostate massager. We really took time with coming to market with this because, again, we did want to consult with experts to make sure that the internal arm was going to hit the right spot, being the prostate. We did a lot of research before and found that quite a few of the current prostate massagers on the market are wonderful, but they don't necessarily hit the right spot. So the internal arm of the vector does have a hinge in it. So you are able to tailor that to your body. So the concept is get it to the position that is the right spot, and then you really won't have to touch it again. The external portion that's going to hit the perineum, which is super sensitive and loves vibration, that also moves with the body. So there's two motors, and it definitely can be a beginner prostate play toy or more advanced. If it's beginner, I would recommend keeping the vibration off on the internal arm because it can be a bit intense.
Yeah, it's nice and strong. I actually have the vector to play with my partner, but I also use it for like a G-spot massage because you can really push it up higher and get some good G-spot pressure with it too. And then that vibrations all the way on the outside for clitoral as well.
Yeah, we have heard from vulva owners that it is great for G-spot stimulation. And the external arm is a bit longer than what the chorus is. So obviously it's all, you know, not all bodies are the same. Right. And so for somebody that might be a better fit for them in terms of hitting the clitoris.
Yeah. Awesome. That's so cool. For men, you have the pivot and the vector, the verge as well.
Yes. Our two rings.
Yeah. Yeah. And these we sell a lot of, you know, some people, they see the Wii Vibe and they want to try it, but you know, they're just not sure if their partner's going to like it. It's different. You know, there's nothing else like it. It's a little bit different. So if they still want that partner play and they're just not ready to make the leap into the chorus and they've tried rings before, I always show the Wii Vibes because they have great rings. The pivot, you know, tell me the difference between them. I know it a little bit, but I'd love to hear from you.
Of course. So the pivot, I would definitely go if you are more of a beginner or an intermediate or advanced. It can be used for all three levels. The pivot is going to be, it has, the band is wide, so you're not going to have a chance of snapping that, which have been some of the issues in the past with some other rings. You also have a super powerful motor that if it's facing up and you are using it with a partner, that is going to hit your partner. But if you face it down, you're also going to have stimulation on the testicles. So if you're using it for masturbation, you can face it up or face it down. It does also have app capability. So this is a great toy. You know, we don't want to forget penis owners with the app. So they can definitely wear it out if they want. I'm sure they'll be smiling a lot. The other beauty about the pivot is it's versatile enough to be worn on the penis, but also if you do want to use it as a finger vibe, you can. The low frequency, that deep rumble, what WeVibe is known for because of the quality of our motors, that translates all the way through your fingers. So, you know, again, it's great for foreplay. It's great for using as a ring on the penis. We do recommend with the pivot when you are putting it on that you are erect and that you do use some lubricant. really recommend lubricant.
Yep. For every toy. Yep.
Yep. The other thing, you know, I've actually talked to some customers that love rope play and have been able to tie this in to their body when they're you know involved in some rope play, and it really hits the right spot. So again, with the fact that you have the WeConnect app with it, that makes it a lot of fun. The Verge, on the other hand, I would say is more intermediate or advanced due to the fact that this one you're going to use and everything is going to go through the ring. So testicles as well as shaft. And we do recommend putting it on while flaccid with some lubricant. Mm-hmm. So you are going to have to sort of handle yourself and be able to put it through the ring and not necessarily be fully aroused. It is a great toy because you can, again, face it up. It's going to hit your partner if you're using it with a partner, or facing down. There is some incredible stimulation on the perineum because, again, everything is going through. You know, WeConnect is going to make it so that you can wear it out. And it's a really great tool to use while masturbating as well. I did meet somebody that loves to use the Verge while sitting on a chair. So even more pressure on the perineum. And then that vibration all the way around the shaft of the penis is, they love it.
Yeah, that's a really, really awesome idea. You know, like if you had the Verge, the Vector, and then you were masturbating, that's, you know, yes. Mind blowing for a man because you have like, yes, so much stimulation, right, where they would love it. So I love that. That's awesome.
Tons.
But I mean, pretty much all of your toys, like they're, you know, they're built for this use, that use. Like you were saying, you can really use a ring, even like a G-spot toy or the Moxie as a bullet. I mean, you can use it for kind of everything. Use it for foreplay, use it for intercourse, use it for solo, use it for out and about, you know?
Exactly. I mean, they translate, you know, it's all about having fun. Mm-hmm. And you know, every person is different with what they, with their erogenous zones, what turns them on. So for some people, it might be the nape of the neck. And if you run, you know, the rave over there, or if you take our wand, we do have a wand that has two attachments that allow for both penis owners and vulvus owners to play with that toy. So it's a great couples toy as well. But you know, to each his own as to what turns them on, and vibration, you know, will definitely tickle those erogenous zones and make them feel good.
Exactly. Yes. And everyone usually asks me, you know, they come in the store, they say, I want a vibrator. I want my first vibrator. I want a couple's toy that vibrates. I want something that we can use together that vibrates. But let's talk about the womanizer instead. Because this is no vibration, but it like, I tell everyone all the time, I said, listen, have you heard of the womanizer? And most of the time I get, no, you know, if it's somebody new to toys, no, I haven't. Okay, well, let me just tell you that I literally have not heard a negative review about this toy whatsoever. Like everyone that tries it adores it. So give me a little bit of the specs on the womanizer, because I know we carry a couple different kinds. So yeah, what's your favorite? What are people buying?
Yes. Okay. So first off, womanizer, it's a great, how it began is very similar to WeVibe, because there was a German couple that noticed that there was an orgasm gap. And so they really wanted to try and fix that. And about 80% of vulva owners do orgasm via the clitoris or clitoral stimulation. So they created the Pleasure Air technology, the original Pleasure Air technology. What is it? Well, it's like pulses of air. So it's pulling and pushing. I like to call it kisses on the clitoris or any other part of the body you want to use it on, the frenulum or the nipples. And it is going to simulate oral sex, that sensation. We have a few different womanizers on the line, and all of them have different ranges in terms of intensity levels. So it's sort of knowing what you like, if you're super sensitive or if you can handle a lot. The premium, which is one of our flagship toys, and it has tons of bells and whistles and amazing features. That one has 1 to 12 intensity levels. And I can tell you, I've only met 6 people that can handle 12. It is a lot. So the range there is so large that you really should be able to find what's right for you. We also found that a lot of people were, it's pleasure air. It's a chamber system. There's going to be noise. We wanted to not make it seem like a Mack truck running through your bedroom. So we added something called smart silence. So basically the toy will start when it touches skin, and then it will shut off when it's away from skin. And it makes that toy super discreet. So if somebody knocks on the door, you just put it to the side and they won't hear anything, but they shouldn't be knocking on the door.
Right.
Go just away.
No, there's kids in the house. So sometimes exactly. That's the reality of it, right?
And then it also has another feature called autopilot. And autopilot, I like to call iTunes Shuffle for the pleasure air world. So
I love that. I'm going to use that.
Right. So basically there's three different levels to autopilot, 1, 2, and 3, or soft, medium, or strong. And if you use the level 1, it's going to cycle through intensity levels 1 through 4 in a completely random pattern for 15 minutes. So it's great if you want to try edging. It's great if you want to use the Womanizer Premium during foreplay. If you don't want to have an orgasm right away, I mean, we have timed some people, they have had orgasms with the Womanizer in 2 minutes or less.
Yes.
So if you don't want that to happen right away, we have this autopilot feature, which really takes the toy to the next level. We also have something called the Duo.
I love the Duo.
Which if you're, it is a blended orgasm dream.
Absolutely.
So the Duo is a internal stimulator as well as external. And the external is going to be the pleasure air, and the internal is going to be the deep rumble vibrations. It is 1 to 12 intensity levels on both internal and external. I have a lot of customers that have said that it's the easiest, laziest orgasm they ever had, but most amazing because it was blended. And when I say blended, that means that feeling of an internal orgasm as well as the external.
Yes.
So if you've never experienced that, I would highly recommend the Duo. That also has smart silence, so it can be very discreet. We have Classic, which is going to be 1 to 8 intensity levels. If you don't want sort of the features that are offered by Premium or Duo, Classic is a great option. And Liberty is great because it has a travel cap. So it also makes it super hypo. If you're sensitive to having everything very clean, this does have a cap. So you can put the cap on once you've cleaned it. And I can tell you it's that magnetic seal, so it really stays. And then Starlet. So Starlet's going to be 1 to 4 intensity levels, and that is definitely going to be your entry level. Or if you know that you're super, super sensitive, I would recommend the lower level of intensities for sure.
Yeah.
One thing to note is when WeVibe and Womanizer did come out with something under the WeVibe line, which is Melt. So that is pleasure air plus app capability.
Mm-hmm.
It's also incredible.
Yep. It's like you love everything from WeVibe, but then you know that the Womanizer is awesome, but you still want to play with your app. So here comes the Melt. Yeah. That is the one thing that I will say that all of my coworkers, so funny. They're like, you know, we only got a couple minutes, break out the Woomy. It doesn't take a long time. My best friend, the Woomy, got to grab it real quick.
It will be your best friend for sure.
Yes. We also have a running joke going on that's like, sometimes you want a vibrator because if you're using your Woomy, it's like, girl, I want to love myself for a second. And it doesn't allow me to do that. It's just one done. It's also really great for couples, you know, like during intercourse, if maybe your partner is coming too early or you just can't like finish with them when you want to, the Womanizer is always the best for that. Yeah.
Sure. Definitely. And honestly, again, a lot of penis owners have said that they like the sensation of pleasure air on the frenulum. So that's another option with it. It's a great to use during foreplay as well, because it can be, if you know that your nipples are just, they just, you love to have nipple stimulation, you can also use a Womanizer on that part of the body as well.
Yes. I've shown that I've shown the Womanizer for a lot of different things. People want to pump and I'm like, okay, so you want like more stimulation. Yeah. You want all that like blood flow right up at the surface. Like, look at, this is a pump for your clitoris that's actually stimulating you and not just perking up everything. So it's
great.
kind of a little bit of, you know, the best of both worlds as far as everything that we sell. So I love that. So we used to see the T's and P's in our store, and I love the T's and P's. It was, it was the sink, right? Inside of it.
Yes. It was the sink and the premium. So the best of both worlds.
Yes. So of course you could use the premium for foreplay or during, and then, you know, you could be together with the sink. So the sink is very similar to the Chorus. It's a little different in the specs, but basically the same shape, right?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. The Chorus is the upgrade to the sink with the additional features. But I think you're going to be happy because we do have some collections coming for the holiday season.
Yeah. What do we have?
So we have Golden Moments, and that is going to be the Chorus.
Ooh.
A black matte Chorus and gold trim with the premium, which is going to be a black matte premium with gold trim as well.
Yay.
And we also have a limited collection, the Silver Delights, which is going to be a black tango and a black and silver premium. So both of those are going to be coming soon to a Lover's Lane near you. And they are the best gifts for the holiday season.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm like geeking out. That's amazing. Those are all, like all of my favorite things in one box. So, and they are just slightly cheaper than buying things individually as well.
Exactly. The beauty is that you do have a value there where you're going to save some money by buying the collection for sure. So I've seen friends buy it and one took the premium and the other with the T's and P's, the other took the sink.
Right. Oh, I've done that too.
So you definitely are going to be saving money with the collections for sure.
Yay. Well, that's incredible. Thank you so much for letting us know what's coming for Christmas time and for going over our best selling stuff that we have in the store. I really appreciate it.
And thank you.
Yeah.
It's been so fun. I love talking toys. So anytime.
Me too. I just love We Vibe and Womanizer. They make the best toys, seriously. They're toys that you can use with a partner. They are toys that you can use for solo play. They can use for bondage. They can be used out and about. So buy a pair of panties and put your vibrator in it. And don't worry, because there's an app for that, literally. Really good quality toys. They're warranted. Their app, their Bluetooth, they're fun to play with and they're different. And as far as the Womanizer goes, I mean, that's just a staple for everyone's collection. It's unique and different and weird, and it sounds silly with no vibration, but I'm gonna be completely honest. Like, when you just can't get there, like, the Womanizer will do the job for you in under 5 minutes. It's truly amazing. I've had a lot of people kind of being, oh, I'm not sure if this is gonna work. I'm gonna take your word for it. And I'm like, okay, you'll call the store and thank me tomorrow. And it has literally happened. So enjoy your Christmas, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Lover's Lane podcast. I hope that you have a great holiday, and I'll talk to you again next Monday. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Couples that play together, stay together.